And we will take a roll of those in attendance. And I think that you can see who's in attendance. I am, and Lisa is in attendance. So we have two thirds so far, and maybe more. Okay, so we'll proceed to approval of the minutes of the meeting of April 25th. Need a motion to approve. Lisa, will you approve?
Yeah.
A second. All in favor of the motion? Aye. Okay, the motion is approved. We're going to now move on to public comment. And we have one registrant public comment. That's Francesca Hatton. Francesca, I see you're here. Could you turn your camera on then?
Hi, can you see and hear me?
Yep, your turn to talk. And you have 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay. I admittedly don't know if this is the right venue for my comment, but I'm here to ask that the Public Health Department consider increasing their budget for mosquito control. Last year, there were only 36 treatments across the 691 tests, and many high activity sites went untreated. This is severely affecting my neighborhood, where if I were to step outside right now in long sleeves and long pants as I'm wearing, I would easily get 20 bites in 2 minutes. I'd ask that you consider putting our neighborhood, which I'm in Badger Rock or Nine Springs, Warner Park and Eastmoreland Park, into a category of an area of special concern and test us more and earlier in the season. Our problem here is chronic. I'd ask also that you consider broadening the species treated. Right now, you're only prioritizing Culex species, but I have reason to believe, as I've been speaking with UW entomologist PJ Leisch and Susan Paskowitz, that we have Aedes and Coquelicidia species here as well, which are also vectors of West Nile virus, along with the equine encephalitis virus and heartworms for dogs. My own dog has a face covered in bumps right now. And I'd like for you to consider creating a neighborhood level treatment plan for us, a community grant program to help more of my neighbors get rain barrels and do anything we can to reduce the amount of standing water that's flowing into the E-way, to train and certify citizen mosquito monitors so that if getting techs out to test sites is a problem, then we as a neighborhood can mobilize and take off some of that burden for you, and to formalize a task force to help us with this. So that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thanks, very helpful. Okay, so we'll move on then to any disclosures or recusals. Seeing none, we'll proceed on to a presentation, which is a budget overview presentation for the 2026 budget.
Sounds good. Adrienne's going to pull that up. I will not repeat lots of what I said to you in June. But as you know, when we prepare our budgets, we do so with the intent to preserve basically the status quo. We generally do not start new initiatives, and we are always looking for ways to maximize the revenue that we have available to us as a public health department. All right, next slide. So for 2026, we have an annual budget of $34 million and change. The majority of our budget supports our staff, whether by salary and benefits. This is a slightly lower budget than we had in 2025, and that's the result of our need to achieve a 4% reduction scenario. Next slide.
Meeting is being recorded.
Okay, so this is how
Lisa had to re-enter. Now she's muted, so you're probably getting
You should be good.
Is she back?
Yeah, she's back.
Okay, so this is how our budget is broken down in all the major categories in which we allocate revenue.
Send them later.
And I'm going to just go to the next slide to talk a little bit more about where that comes from. So in 2026, you'll see that compared, when you look back to 2025 and 2024, you'll see that our revenue reflects a larger contribution from city and county tax levy than previous years. We didn't do a comparison. We're happy to talk more about that, but just to see where it is today. Because we are now at the point where we, all of the post-COVID and COVID-related funds have ended. So that just means that that grants and contracts revenue percent is less and the city and county levy is higher.
As a percent.
As a percent.
But not as a total dollars.
Correct. With the exception of a small total dollar reduction to meet our target.
Right.
Yes, correct. So, and then again, this is just another breakdown of how we allocate those dollars across our services that we'll talk about, I think, in the next slide. Is that our service slide? Yeah. When you look at the detail of our budget, we did not bring forth all of the detail for each of these service areas to you today, because we're still finalizing them. But what I wanna make sure is clear, like we're not changing anything that we're presenting when we talk about what are the salaries or supplies associated with them other than at the macular, the macro level. So when you look in the city budget book, last year we had 9 services. Due to some internal restructuring, we now have 8 services where we've eliminated the policy planning and evaluation as a service line, and the functions of that service are being allocated to other services that you see in front of you right here. Next slide. So this is what, at the end of the day, with some minor nuances, you will see in the city budget book, because that's where the most detail is found for the budget. And I say with some nuances, because what we will be doing is reallocating some of the funding from the emergency response category to the other services. And that's the result of most, most of the grant funding that supported staff and supplies to a lesser degree landed in emergency response. Those folks are still with us, but we're now assigning their cost to the service that they work in, if that makes sense. Any questions about that? So you'll see some change, you'll see a little bit of nuance there, but administration will look larger this year than it has in the past, not because we are increasing anything other than the allocation of programs that are lumped under that service.
PPE, for instance.
PPE, for example, right. Next slide. And this is just another description of the different services that roll up all of the 40 plus programs and initiatives that we offer within the health department. Next slide. So as we talked about in June, and we've been talking about within the department, you know, this year we were told to produce a budget that reflects a 4% reduction to the county of county levy. And for public health, that means $537. $1,000. I wish it were $537. $537,000. And I can talk more about how we got there in the next slide. So the ways in which we were able to do that reflect. One, we asked our managers earlier in the year as they were preparing their program budgets to also create some, to submit budgets that reflected some reduction scenarios. We've used those and appreciate what's been offered, and also had to make some, additional adjustments when we reviewed as an executive team. Slide back, yep. So what you'll see is the majority of the savings or the reductions are found through savings that are reflected, can be summarized by reduced funding allocated to limited term employees, savings on conferences and training and travel, reallocation of some supplies to grants from levy, and that gets us to about $362,000. And then in accordance with the way that the county suggested we look for funding reductions, we've identified three county-specific funding streams that we are suggesting should be eliminated in the 2026 budget. So the first of which is PFAS testing at $100,000. That was something that was put in our budget in 2023 to support sliding scale fee testing for individuals in Dane County to PFAS. We have not had many folks take us up on that over time. And there are other pathways to achieve PFAS testing in the county. There was also an amendment in the 2024 budget to add resources for public health to manage a contract to support tenant advocacy and housing rights. We've been issuing that as a contract and are suggesting that can be eliminated. And then last year, if you might recall, when the city required a 5% reduction, we put on the table city-specific funding to public health, of which the match to the $7,000 was eliminated. And we are suggesting that this $7,000 can also be eliminated. We have been issuing this as an RFP or a grant throughout Dane County. And for $14,000, we regularly receive $100,000 or more in requests and don't see that there's an opportunity right now for this to be increased. So this helps us get to the that 537 total reduction. We did so in a way that we did not have to eliminate any positions or vacant positions, nor should it have. Despite us always being incredibly lean, we will find ways to continue to do what we do with our lean resources moving forward. And then another decision point that will be moving forward is the next slide, and Bonnie's here to answer any specific questions you may have about this, is that we are once again going to be asking to increase license establishment fees for renewals. Last year, we asked to increase re-inspections and pre-inspections. Last year's increase had not been increased in over 10 years, if my memory serves. This year, we are asking for that annual renewal fee to increase. As a reminder, the license establishment program is entirely fee supported, and the fees support the staff and resources, supplies needed to deliver that program. We anticipate, given what we know to be true today, that this increase should last for another through 3 years, and we'll probably be back in front of you in 2027 or 2028 for the 2029 budget to ask for another increase if this trend holds true of where costs are continuing to rise. So Short and long, you don't see a lot of detail on programs or services specifically because the changes that happen there are really minor compared to what the services deliver. The big changes will be the 4% reduction and the 17% fee increase that we will be proposing. So that's the end of my slides. Happy to take any questions that you might have.
Lisa, do you have any questions?
No.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I don't have any questions right now.
Okay, thanks. So the PFAS, what are the other ways people can get testing done?
There are many. So we didn't actually do the tests in our lab. Those tests were analyzed by PACE. And we just supported access to testing and outreach and education with some potentially financial support for different, based on a sliding scale of income to individuals. So there are private labs. I believe the state lab also offers the PFAS testing as well, which is right around the corner here in Dane County.
And the licensing fee, the department can simply set it and that's done. There might be complaints, but there's no other mechanism to appeal that.
The appeal would be should the common council or the county board not agree that would be. Oh,
so they have to agree.
Yeah. But then we'd have to find ways to balance the budget otherwise, yeah. Which would mean some additional reshuffling of resources.
And it's a 4% county reduction. Is that due to their loss of federal money too?
The 4% is kind of the cliff that the city hit last year is now the cliff that the county is I think there's been reduced taxes, sales tax, as well as some of the loss of funding. So an increasing cost. Significant increase for the county has been the employee benefits. Insurance has gone up quite significantly in the last couple of years. So some of these structural things are creating more challenge to balance.
And you refer to the city budget book. Is that an accessible somehow?
Yeah, that will be the way our and I'll share that. So you'll see more detail when the budgets have all been uploaded based in which reflects more micro detail of what I summarized really high level today, based on those services. And I can share last year's or this year's, the 2025 services, and then the 2026 will be out in probably a month.
Maybe Adrian, you could just tell me how to get at it sometime. The budget book. You don't have to do it all.
I'll share an update. Yep.
I don't have any other questions. Any of the multiple staff people attending this but not showing us your pictures have any comments or questions for me or the other committee member? All right, thank you. So I guess there's no other business before the committee, so I will take a motion to adjourn. Lisa, would you move to adjourn?
If you are approving, I think a motion is needed to accept.
We'll need a motion to accept the report as presented. Lisa. And I'll move to accept the report. Lisa, could you second it? I think you're muted.
I'll second. I'm sorry,
great.
My audio.
There we go.
Great. Thank you. Okay, and the motion passes. The vote of 2-0. And so now a motion to adjourn. I'll move that we adjourn. Lisa will second, I hope.
Looks like frozen.
Say what? Frozen.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. So the motion passes by a vote of 2-0, and we are adjourned. Thanks, guys, for your attendance here. Francesca, thanks for your comments.
Thank you.